This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing, and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, here we go. The broadcast that doesn't quit. It starts up on Sundays on GCN, our home of broadcast radio syndication. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on live from where? The Advanced Medicine Conference in San Antonio, Texas. And we have had a wonderful first day heading into the second day and really breaking new ground when it comes to health, healing, freedom issues. And, of course, the concern for anybody that has gotten the so-called COVID jab, the mRNA shot, one of the things is going to be revealed. And this is why you guys need to pay attention to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to reveal things before you, probably on Monday or Tuesday's show or Wednesday. I don't know, coming up. But you want to stay tuned with what's happening and the concern we have for everybody that has been experimented upon with mRNA injections. Now, with that, I want to bring in my good buddy, my best pal, Paul Bertero from Synergy Science. He's here with me, and I'm so glad. I didn't know you were going to be here at the event until like 2 days before.
It's like not
like last-minute decisions, right?
Yes.
So are you glad you came?
I'm always glad I came.
Yeah.
Anywhere you are, brother, I'm glad to be here.
We have fun together. We do.
We have fun getting cool, clean food. We have fun reconnecting with friends and amazing people.
You know what's funny? On the way out, like I'm at the airport. You're at the airport. You happen to be on the same flight, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And I looked online. I said, oh, there's a good like organic restaurant. I'm going to call them up, see if I can get a reservation.
Oh,
we were
awesome.
In the car when we did that, actually.
Absolutely.
And they called back. I was like, oh, they called back. I didn't even leave a message. I was so impressed. And I said, can we come for dinner at 7? So you, me, and Michael Bednarik, and one of your buddies, Tim, that's working with you, got a great meal at this farm table, P-H-A-R-M table. I recommend it. It's in San Antonio.
Yeah.
And we had a good meal to start everything up. And then today, it's a long day. As I'm putting this out there for you, it's a different day, I know. But I did not want to leave without talking about the impressions, your experiences, Paul, as well. I was, you know, I opened the conference with my lecture, and then I emceed the rest of the day, and then we did a panel discussion.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to determine how everything went. I think it went okay, but what's the impression out there? What are you feeling?
I know for me, I haven't had a chance to talk to a lot of people, but for me, I very much enjoyed this lecture you gave was actually different. You changed it up a little bit.
A little change.
And it was good. I liked it. I really, really enjoyed Dr. David Martin's lecture. I always enjoy Dell, but I really enjoyed the information Dell gave, getting down to the nitty gritty. And of course, Andy Wakefield is incredible as well. Those are my favorites. I enjoyed Dr. Nunnally, the dentist.
Stuart Nunnally, yeah, he's a great guy.
I already knew most of that stuff, but I enjoyed his take on it and what he was saying. But literally, my favorites were the three I mentioned earlier.
I think that David Martin, who's relatively, when we talk about new on the scene, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we say that, it means we have been on a circuit of natural health, natural medicine, health freedom, right?
Yeah.
And we know a lot of the people that have been involved in it. And every once in a while, you get new folks coming on, like Del Bigtree a few years back. It's like, wow, this is amazing. And now this David Martin guy, he's got a PhD in something. He's like a doctor. He's just
He's a PhD in philosophy, I believe. He got that from University of Virginia, where he also has a very good relationship at University of Virginia. But he's a delightful person. So, you know, when he was in town, he he stayed at my home, and then I just ended up staying at his home and meeting him and his wife, Kim. She's delightful. And Jacqueline and I were out there for a few days, and we had some time with him. He actually took us to Jackson Rotunda, the library, a Jefferson Library at University of Virginia. And so it was incredible.
We're talking Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Serious American history.
Oh, yeah. The Jefferson Rotunda or what's called the Jefferson Library.
Yeah.
And it's round, right? And the way Jefferson designed it was you could not see any of the books from the center of the room. You had to actually go out to the edges, and then the bookcases were behind pillars.
Oh, wow.
So, and actually, the middle of the room is a light, like glass, looking at the sky. And the whole design, and what David Martin was talking about, is the light is what the room causes you to look to, is look up to God.
Nice.
And to look up to light, and then also not to look at the books, but go study the books. But the focus was the people and the light in the room. And so it was very cool. I really enjoyed his perspective.
I never heard David Martin speak in person. I've seen him interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
I had him on the show briefly on the show once. But his take is taking things into, for lack of a better way to say it, the energetic realm.
Yes.
Right? Looking at all even what we call minerals.
Yes.
You know, and as a homeopath, of course, I've always seen that cross between the physical world, the material world,
mm-hmm.
and, for lack of a better way to say it again, the spirit worlds, or
yeah.
how would we describe that, more energetic or etheric. There's a lot of ways to describe it, I realize. And I found his take on it fascinating. I have an alignment with it because
mm-hmm.
you know, I tend to look at things that way. And
mm-hmm.
when I work with things like even silver and now copper, I talk about the energetics of it because it's in that state where it's almost that pure energy at
that
point, broken down. And you know, over the years of discussing how do I heal digestion, you, of course, have done great work with the Echo Water, the hydrogen, and
mm-hmm.
how that facilitates,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of digestive recovery and microbiome recovery. All of these things work and interface between the physical world and the energy worlds.
Oh, for sure. And the reality is we're a spiritual being having a physical experience, right? It's not the other way around. And I think a lot of people try to have people think we're physical beings having a spiritual experience, and we're not. But I do love David as I've gotten to know him because he does look at life far deeper, and he looks at purpose, and he looks at the end of the day, what's the reality? Where's the rubber hit the road? And I love that about him because for all of us, the rubber hits the road in our divine potential. And the rubber hits the road where, what are we really supposed to be accomplishing? And what are we really supposed to be focusing on in this life? And what are we supposed to be overcoming? And I believe we all have inherent weaknesses that we came here with. And we're hopefully overcoming those things and improving and progressing. But I love that side of him because he looks to frequencies. He looks to energy. He looks to light. He looks to, like I do, the basics as our guides, as our understanding of how we get to where we're supposed to be going. But yeah, I very much enjoyed, I had mentioned to him when he talked about the shells, and I was sitting next to Stan.
You want to describe the shells, what he was mentioning?
So he was talking about basically, mollusks or any of these kind of animals that have a shell.
Like cuspid.
Yeah. So whether it's mollusks or, you know, whatever it is, you know, clams or whatever, he was asking the question, why do so many of them ugly on the outside and pretty on the inside? You know, when you look at any shell like that, they kind of, and immediately I said they blend into their surroundings on the outside. And on the inside, they have beautiful color.
Glistening, spiritual sparkliness.
Yes. And he asked the question, he posed the question to the room, why would they have color? And, of course, many years ago, Spirit taught me, God taught me, whatever you want to call it, that light is frequency. And the reason, the way that we see light or color is because of the frequency emitting off of that item.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we see color.
Yeah.
So immediately I said to Stan, it's because those mollusks or those bicuspid want the frequency from that full rainbow spectrum. Because he said, why is there a rainbow inside of them?
Yeah.
And I said, they need light. And you're in the water. And you may not be near light, right? You may not be around light.
They radiate it.
Mm-hmm.
Within.
Yeah.
And when we talk about being spiritual beings, and I've been hearing more discussion about this, like they talked about the atomic element Attar mentioned within our bodies, how many atoms, and one atom could either blow up a city or light it up here, right?
Yes.
How much power there is in one atom.
Right.
And we look at I've heard recently, I saw this, Zach Bush, who I love dearly, he's an amazing guy.
Amazing, yeah.
Amazing doctor that sees so deeply into the spiritual and inner reality.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that we are basically stars, right?
Yeah.
And you know, we're emanating this light and more efficiently than even the sun, interestingly enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at like color, and I've learned things about the certain colors. They have a tendency to work certain ways or certain organs.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, today I wore an orange tie.
Yeah.
And I selected it because in my experiences, the orange light is very focused on physical healing. You can actually use your creative imagination. That's a gift from God. And imagine an orange light over a wound or an injury,
mm-hmm.
and it can actually help.
Like reproductive, everything to do with that. Yeah.
And so this orange was like, I was thinking, all right, people are coming for healing. I'm going to select that for the first day.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's sort of like
that's cool.
That. And I just dig that we're in a group of a lot of physicians that are automatically trained, and there's no hesitation going in all of these places.
Yeah.
What does that tell you about transformation?
Right.
Consciousness shift.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and I also think that it's pretty clear to them that there's got to be another answer because this one isn't working.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree. And it's wonderful to see all that. And I think there's a lot of wonderful people that are asking the questions. And I think every good outcome starts with asking the right questions.
That's a good question. Wait, what? That was an answer. Hey, we're here at San Antonio, Texas, the Advanced Medicine Conference. Links are up in the show notes at robertscabell.com. If you ever get a chance to come to one of these or any other event, please check out the upcoming events tab at robertscabell.com, and you'll plug in. Maybe we'll get to see you at one of these events. Some of them are online. Paul has been a part of many online webinars and many, many seminars around the world, in fact, lecturing and speaking on hydrogen and now, of course, the 5G, the threats to the discordant-type frequencies or energies and what to do about it. And maybe we'll get to talk a little bit about that. More curious, too, also about interactions with folks here in addition to some of that. And when we come back from this break in a moment, we'll share more about the experience here and why these events are important also to attend in person, because there's something about getting together with other people.
Yes.
Soul connection, that when we are here in the physical body and we connect with one another, I think it's a real plus factor that we lost some of in the couple of years where many people were just told to stay at home and do nothing. Well, we didn't, and we're here doing something. And we're doing it with all y'all. So come on, share the show, robertscabell.com. Back in just a moment with more Paul Bertero.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Here we go, back at it at the Advanced Medicine Conference in San Antonio, Texas, enjoying our time indoors. Apparently it's 99 outside. I'm not feeling it at the moment.
No, it's like 72 in here.
I'm like definitely overdressed for the outdoors, having to wear a suit and tie and everything for this. You might see pictures in the show notes to see what that's all about. Paul, my buddy from Synergy Science, you guys know we have links. SynergyScience.com/RSV. If you're ever wanting to get the Echo Water units, the molecular hydrogen, the key technology, they have the far infrared, near infrared, all Synergy sauna, which is amazing. All of that at the best deal possible. Remember to use the discount code RSV for Robert's
yes.
Company, RSV. And so here, interacting, it's great when you get to set up
yes.
the water.
Yeah.
And people come and they feel it.
Oh, yeah.
And they can do it. So how's the interaction been with people?
Oh, it's been great. We've seen customers that have owned our, you know, we have people come up and go, I own every single product you make.
I
don't have the clean, so I got to get that while I'm here. Yeah. I got to get that clean. But they're like, I have your, you know, EMF device. I have your Echo Water. I have all this stuff and we love it. And I'm happy to see people that have done that. It's wonderful. And then we see new people where they're like, tell me about this. I've never heard of it. We just met a lady, Courtney, who has a podcast, and she's like, what does hydrogen water do?
Yeah.
Never heard of it. And I'm like, well, and here's the deal. She's had a pretty traumatic life, and I said, it helps people go past their boundaries. Mm-hmm. That's really what hydrogen water does. Whatever your boundary is today, performance or mental or body, it helps you go past your current abilities. She goes, oh my gosh, that's what I talk about all the time. And I said, exactly. Nice. So anyways, you know, it's been great. It's been wonderful to see many of the friends, you know, in the industry. It's like old home week, you know, because you get to see all these people that you love and respect, and then having people come up and thank you.
When you see something like, or hear something like, we are made for such a time as these, or we're here for a very important and powerful reason right now of all times.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are resonating with that.
I agree. I don't know people's opinion. You asked me the question, so I'm going to ask from my perspective.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you think about a world, let's pretend that you were the creator of the world. And let's pretend that you knew crap was going to go down at the end. Mm-hmm. Who are you going to put on the earth? Your weak children?
Right.
Or those that can't handle?
Yeah.
Or are you going to put the strong ones mm-hmm. who can handle the heat and, yeah. and fight? And so I think you're going to put the valiant, what I'd call valiant individuals that are ready for such a time as this, just as it says.
Well, and there are people that seemingly are, they're here, which tells me that they're not all, totally afraid. But at the same time, you can sense by questions that may be asked that there are still their lingering fears.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in my lecture, I always talk about fear is indicative that we're off course, right? We would never be afraid when we are connected to source, to God, to spirit, right? Because it's like, what's there to fear if you're connected, right?
Well, it's like asking a question. What if all of a sudden something happened tomorrow, which you know is not even really possible to happen tomorrow? And you're like, why are you going there? Why are you crossing that bridge today? You know, wait till that's a reality, then ask the question. But I think that one of the things that was said was, I don't think we should put our heads in the sand like an ostrich. But I also don't think we should buy in to what is being taught on television and what
yeah.
fear training is happening all over the world right now. I think we need to remember faith. I think we need to remember to have hope. I think we need to remember to be able to trust in a higher power, whatever that is for that person. You know, to trust in that, because in God we trust is on our money, and that's, we definitely know all we have in the trust in that.
That's all there is, right?
Yeah.
There's no money in it.
Yeah.
So that the, and I heard thematically a lot of folks are really resonating
yeah.
with that.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, they bring that up. It's like, don't, let's say, feed the fear.
Yes.
Because that's sort of like, what was the example? Pitar gave about Monsters Incorporated.
Right? Yes, yes, yes.
They scare you, they bottle it, yeah. find out
yeah.
it was laughter and love, that it was so much more powerful and
yes.
beautiful.
Yes.
That was one of the good movies out there.
Absolutely.
In Cartoon Land that I always yep. enjoyed what they did there with that. So
yeah, but don't buy into it, right? Don't hide from it, and don't run away from it, and don't freak out. Just be steady and be balanced, and just remember that, you know, we do have a choice, and we need to exercise our intellectual
yes.
muscles.
Well, listen, enjoy all the time you have. Find the things that you love to do. And one of the messages was, yes, there's stuff going on, but find ways to enjoy life. I think soul, we're created by
mm-hmm,
God,
mm-hmm.
and we are meant to be so joyful and happy
mm-hmm.
and grateful for life
mm-hmm.
that even in the midst, or perhaps because you're in the midst of things that you'd say, well, no, I can't be joyful because of stuff. That's an excuse.
Right.
Our natural state is loving.
Yeah. Don't become a victim. Don't go to the victim state.
Yep.
Stay participating.
Become a living example, y'all. We'll be right back with more of the Robert Chiavel Show here at the Advanced Medicine Conference in San Antonio, Texas.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are in Uvalde, Texas today. That's where 19 children and two teachers were killed Tuesday in a mass shooting at an elementary school. After paying their respects at a memorial site, the Bidens are attending mass at a local church and then meeting with grieving family members and first responders. Forecasters say tornadoes are possible Sunday night in some parts of the north-central United States. AccuWeather saying severe thunderstorms will roll through areas of South Dakota, Minnesota, Nebraska, Kansas, and Iowa. Wind gusts of up to 90 miles an hour are also in the forecast, along with large hail and isolated tornadoes. Possible flood conditions from heavy rains are also predicted along the Red River in Minnesota Monday and into Tuesday. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. A city in Michigan held an emergency baby formula distribution event on Friday to help parents who are struggling to find formula in the grocery store. The city of Dearborn's Department of Public Health collaborated with local nonprofits for the event. Mayor Abdullah Hamoud describing the event.
They are providing formula to as many families as possible. We've been able to locate working a network that we have created of nonprofits and local stakeholders, try to identify formula to the greatest of our capacity, and try to not solve the formula shortage, but try to hopefully help in a short term.
The shortage began after an Abbott plant in Sturgis, Michigan closed in February. The FDA recently reached an agreement with Abbott to reopen the plant next week. Top Gun Maverick is the hottest movie out this Memorial Day weekend. The hit sequel is expected to earn over $140 million over the weekend, breaking the previous box office record set by Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we're back out of here. Advanced Medicine Conference in San Antonio, Texas. Now joined by another dear friend of mine and hopefully a friend of yours, Stanford Graham. Stan, as you know, if you don't already, I'm going to introduce you to him. He's like 8 feet tall and he runs faster than the wind. No, he's an amazing guy, and he's going for the world record in the mile for the over 50 crowd, and doing amazing, and he's connected to our friends with Cardio Miracle, John Hewlett and the team, and all the wonderful things I've been able to share, and I can share with Stan because of his athletic prowess, and I love the athletic side of life. I love pushing my body, and I love seeing I can achieve things because in my young life, even though I pushed myself, I was chronically ill, and I was dragging an anchor. And then when I connected with John Hewlett and Stan and began to use the Cardio Miracle, and I poured it right into my Echo water every morning, and it's amazing.
You're no longer an anchor dragger.
I'm not an anchor dragger at all. People are wondering, how does he do that? How is he so fast? How can he do all that? So, Stan, you have experienced that as well. And we're here at the Advanced Medicine Conference. And you came last year when we were in South Dakota.
That's right, I did.
So first one. Second one. So what was your impressions of the day so far, the first day?
Impressions of the day. You know, there's a bit of a different spirit here than last year. It's what I noted. I think... You know, one way I interpreted Robert was when David Martin finished speaking, he received a standing ovation. And the reaction to his message was immediate. It, people stood up for the first time and were clapping. And thinking about the words that David had spoken that really wound his lecture or his presentation were... He had been revealing some beautiful truths to people, light and hope, together with certitude as well, that I think had been a little bit lacking today. There are a few speakers that had some heavy messages as well that were not, they're kind of light on the hope side.
Right, yeah. No, I hope I wasn't that way when I cranked up.
Oh, man, you got things going.
It was an interesting... presentation that I wanted to give because I wanted to set the stage of how we got here, just the basics, right?
Yeah.
How are we hoodwinked? How are we deceived? Why do we perceive things the way we are? And try to give a little bit of history. And then I'm a therapeut, too, in that I always want to say, if somebody's open to it, I want to say, here's some things that have helped me.
Yes.
Here's things you might consider to do so that you can get out of the mess of whatever you perceive it to be. And so I did. Obviously, I mentioned the nitric oxide, cardiac miracle as a key part. I mentioned the hydrogen in the water. Then I went a little bit in the silver and the copper as a mineral as well and try to kind of see how people can see all of that come together as very practical and pragmatic steps that have been taken.
That's exactly how I would describe it, Robert. You came in to describe challenges, but then also provide very practical solutions with an explanation of the outcome of those solutions. So... That's actually one of the things I admire most about you, is that you're able to talk as deep as anybody wants to go about health issues, and a lot of that you dig from your own personal experience, and you've learned from the practice of your life. But then you also have some remarkable, you have a great native intelligence and emotional intelligence to communicate to people with. So you can give them solutions and applications for their life that can have direct impacts. And you make it simple.
Yeah.
And in order to do that, to make something simple to somebody else with complex ideas and information means that you own the material. And so I got to say, Robert, you own your material, man.
I got to. I think because of the journey I've been on, I look at, you know, everybody's life is unique and there can be a lot of similarities, of course. Anytime you can cross over and say, oh, man, I experienced that. You know, you can commiserate or take joy in what you've been through. But I thought, gosh, you know, as a traditional standard American, as there ever was one in the 20th century, right, growing up for most of that and then moving into this, I thought, gosh, how can I help people that don't know what I know that I didn't know even.
Yeah.
And so how can I, it's not like I take their hand and do it for them or drag them, but it's like if they're open to it, I'm like, I see an opening here. Let's make it as simple as possible because it was made so complex to me or impossible to me by the medical profession that I had this just desire to go, it's not that complicated. It really isn't. And then bring it out in that way where people go, oh, I get it. I can do that.
Yes.
Right? And that's for me, that lights me up.
You can people appreciate that because, you weren't even speaking Latin this morning. I mean, you were speaking English.
I did.
You know,
I did a few Latin words.
I think, isn't it funny that there's almost a common history between the church and medicine where they spoke different languages.
Yeah.
Than the masses. They wanted to retain as sacred or secret or something.
Exclusivity,
control. They kept the language. Yeah. And, we can speak to it. We don't want you to necessarily understand it, but we want you to feel good.
Yeah, I wonder, you know, I guess there were times previous eons ago to speak simplicity. I mean, I think they put Christ on a cross because he spoke in ways that threatened the power structure.
Yeah.
Now, I am not likening myself to Christ. That's not what I'm saying. But I think there's an inclination for people to be hesitant to speak truth in a mm-hmm. simple way because it does threaten power structures.
Yeah. I think that New Testament language about Christ, the way he spoke, the Pharisaic analysis was he speaks as one who has authority. And his authority was truth.
Yeah, speak with authority.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I think some are still afraid to speak with authority. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe it is that they are still worshiping false authority or authoritarians.
Mm-hmm.
Or some are just timid because they're afraid of the repercussions.
No, we've seen plenty of that.
Yeah. I mean, even Andy Wakefield, when he simply
powerful
came out and just said, here's what I observed. He reported on it, and he was like as good a scientist doctor as anybody. And suddenly, like, well, what you've exposed is something we can't have. So it was like a heresy, if you will.
Yeah.
Which goes into medicine as religion or cult.
Yeah. Yeah. The new heretics.
Yeah. So
very interesting.
So your journey to health and healing.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked a little bit on the air before. Maybe there's always new folks that join the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we welcome everybody. And archives available. It's 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, not just once a week on radio. Come on over to robertscottbell.com, sign up for email alerts. Super Don sends out amazing email blasts.
He does.
It will get you plugged into the news of the day and also some fun and interesting poll questions you want to participate in. So being here, interacting with the folks, you know, even David Martin, who's like, he's blowing me away in a great way, talking energy on every level.
Yeah.
You know, with all
did you
stuff.
You love the question he asked, why is the rainbow on the inside of the abalone?
That's the same things Paul brought
did
up.
Did Paul bring that up?
Cool. No.
Well, it's a fascinating question, right?
Yeah.
Because you open up the source of these beautiful treasures of, you know, these animals that grow things like pearls.
Yeah.
And you open them up and find this beautiful light.
Yeah.
Right. But, David has a great way of asking, of rewarding curiosity.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
profound questions and things. So,
but yeah, his explanation on that for folks that are listening was, isn't it possible that life is light? And that light is life. And so I found that, when you talk about life being found along the electromagnetic spectrum, resonance and vibration, energy and things, it's literally true.
It's amazing.
More than perhaps many people would like to believe.
Yeah, and of course, with my Sunday broadcast, which is primarily radio, audio, if you will, you have sound, the sound aspect. I think these are the twin elements of the Holy Spirit, Divine Spirit, that they manifest as light and sound. And, what if somebody doesn't have sight, right?
Yeah.
They can hear their way, or if you don't, you can see your way. So other senses can take over in that sense, but how are we led back to the divine? And that was a big part of, you know, my talks always now is like, if you're living in fear or fear is creeping in, seriously look and analyze what's going on. It's like, are you off course? Because if you're in line with spirit and God, there's nothing to fear. You feel no fear. You're like, I feel just great. And then when fear creeps in, you're like, oh, what's that? And it may be a litmus to try and figure out how to navigate the next step.
Really. Yeah. Yeah. One of a wonderful friend of mine years ago told me that speech is one of the most fundamental practices of agency. Because thinking is a function of agency. It's just that typically, you know, nobody's listening to your thoughts other than yourself.
Yeah.
But to communicate, to speak is to communicate. And to speak is this a primary function of individual agency. And so by our speech, we can reveal ourselves, the choices that we make based on words we use, the thoughts we choose to share, beliefs that we hold that we want to share with others. And so even there are some thoughts to share today from the stage about not using the opposition's language.
Right?
Don't use their language. Don't use don't use the dynamics of their language.
Power, you know, to speak it into creation in a sense. Yeah. They want you to adopt their language. They want you to react.
Because, then they're renting out the space in your mind, you know?
Yeah, and they're very... very good at what they do. They've studied it over centuries.
Yeah.
and then we are subject to them easily, and we even argue that we, you know, even as we complain, we'll argue to hold on to
right.
the language as we
yeah.
try to fight them. And I just said at one point, what if they threw a pandemic and no one showed up?
I know, I love that.
Like, but that's the participation of what they throw out. And it's
yeah.
like you look at it and you go, what pandemic?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, it manifests in weird ways, like you talk, don't speak their language, adopting their tests,
yes.
for instance. Even as we call them out as frauds,
yeah.
still most people were enamored with
yes.
the technology. They've kind of like fawn over this false authority,
mm-hmm.
right? And these rituals, in a sense,
yes.
it becomes a sort.
It is inculcating. It is inculcating.
Yeah. And so we're manifesting our way through it, I say co-creating with God as our witness and our side, as opposed to those that would want to deceive us into some form of slavery, chemical or mental, any number of ways, and break free. Now, those of you who are suffering with ailments and illnesses and a lack of energy, when we come back from this break, I'm going to talk with Stan as we wrap up this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show about the role of nitric oxide and what we've discovered with the Cardio Miracle formula.
Mm-hmm.
A few minutes on that.
Sure.
To talk about how it can bring you back or take you from where you are and make it even more awesome, which is what I've experienced. So stick around. Links are up in the show notes. You can always use the code RSP to get a discount also on the Cardio Miracle we'll talk about when we come back from this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com and upcoming events. There are loads of them. Next weekend I'll be in Atlanta, Georgia for the Next Steps Conference, next-steps.info, RSB, to get you $25 off your tickets. We've got a lot of other events coming up. I don't even have time to go into them today. Just go to the upcoming events tab at robertscottbell.com. And I'm hoping Stan Graham will be at one or two or ten of them. Upcoming. We'll see. Are you going to go to Ed Griffin's Red Pill Expo?
Roger that. I'll be there.
Indianapolis?
Yeah, I'll be speaking there. Yeah,
cool. And Stan puts on a great presentation. That's why I want to talk as we're wrapping up this hour about the role of CardioMiracle, all that it does. It's not just about nitric oxide, but it's about a lot of things we're learning about what that formula that John Hewlett, I believe, touched by God, that's why it's a miracle, put out there for the world to benefit, and I utilize it every day.
Yeah, as do I. As you know, Robert, one of the things we've learned most recently is CardioMiracle actually maintains, supports, and upregulates the primary benefit that people love to obtain through fasting. We were talking about some religious history in the prior segment. Well, you know, fasting has been a practice of ancient civilizations for a long time.
Yeah, I do Friday fasts.
Yeah,
every Friday for me, that's a good discipline, and pretty regularly. I'd almost say religiously, and it's really a purification of mind, body, and spirit. But you talk about benefits of fasting. What are they? Yeah. How does CardioMiracle mimic that?
Yeah, so one of the primary benefits is we call autophagy or autophagy, spelled the same way. But so this autophagal practice that your cells engage in continuously is to clean house. So you imagine all the different functions that are going on intracellularly, where you have ribosomes, you have your ATP and ADP process functioning there, your mitochondria banging off, you know, producing energy. You have all these different
waste products. There's debris.
Yeah, exactly.
Cells that have done their thing, now they're ready.
Yeah, as a function of all the work, you're getting waste.
Yeah.
And so the cell does need a clean house. And a healthy cell does that, you know, gathers that waste up, encapsulates it, and then injects it with enzymes and shoots it out into the lymph system and out the body it goes. And a clean cell is a high-functioning cell. Well, the opposite is true as well. It's a dirty cell. a disorganized cell is a very low-performing cell.
So what you're saying is another discovery of the formula known as cardiomiracle is enhanced autophagy or autophagy,
right,
and cleansing. We've talked about endothelial benefit. That's vascular and lymphatic.
Correct.
And all of this makes sense, and it relates to it because it's not in the blood. It's not just about delivering oxygen and things. It's also about picking up at the other end, and it's a transit cycle. So there's that. Also, I've talked about this briefly before. People are taking a lot of vitamin D. They learned about vitamin D. Mm-hmm. That could be good. But I think a lot of people are taking too much and not getting the benefit. And then we find out that the nitric oxide production, you know, facilitated by cardiomiracle is facilitating the use of stored vitamin D and allowing it to transition into the active states in the body. That's right.
Yeah. A biological process that has not been observed in humans before. Actually, came as a consequence of some scientific discovery with cardiomiracle within the last couple of months. And we see that the type of nitric oxide production bioavailability that cardiomiracle induces persuades fat cells to release inert vitamin D, which then is converted to calcitriol, which is a very active vitamin D3. So I think it's a lovely thing where you can get the body to actually produce things for itself.
Yeah.
Rather than say, well, since my body's not functioning, well, I need to give it something else to get your body to be able to function, to produce fuel on its own so it can function as it's made to function and become more efficient in that functionality.
Enhancing the kung fu of your own cellular metabolism, cardiomiracle is amazing. In addition, what's unique among many things about the formulation is it counteracts the normal rise in peroxynitrite, a dangerous free radical that often is elevated when you elevate nitric oxide through boosting through beets or other things alone. This is more comprehensive than that. And I had some questions about that. People were like, hey, I do this, but I'm not doing all that. It's like, oh, I didn't know about the peroxynitrite. So y'all check it out. If we do webinars, which we do at least once a month, Stan's usually with me on them. It's a lot of fun. We learn a lot. I learn a lot every time with Stan, and I hope you enjoyed it. And thanks to Paul Bertero, my buddy from Synergy Science, for being on board. We're all a really cool, happy, healing family here at the Advanced Medicine Conference. Stan, thanks for being here.
It's wonderful to be with you, Robert. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate all y'all. Tune in as much as you can. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.